Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
We want to talk about public transport, and I suppose in particular the Lewis, because they've increased the number of security officers on the Lewis by about 30%. They'd carried out a report and they found that women have serious concerns about safety when travelling on public transport. I actually saw a tweet this morning as well on Twitter, a guy called Noah, and he said on Twitter, hands down the most chaotic place in Dublin is the Red Line Lewis. 53106 if you'd like to get in touch with us. Dr. Hayley Mulligan is the Violence Against Women Officer at the National Women's Council of Ireland. Hayley, you've been looking into this. How frequent is it? How common is it that women feel unsafe using public transport?
Well, I think from all of the research, we are seeing tremendous amounts of reports of women feeling unsafe in Ireland and internationally. The research concurs with that. So we're talking in the region of 50 to 80% of women feeling unsafe using public transport. So that is a huge proportion of people who are feeling insecure, intimidated in the public sphere, in the public space. So it's huge. It's a massive problem.
And are there reasons given?
The reasons for feeling intimidation? Well, I think the underlying reasons is that women's place within society is an insecure place, that women are more vulnerable to experiencing violence, harassment, intimidation across the board, both in their private lives, and this is then reflected in how they feel when they're in the public sphere. So I think it's just generally to come down to women's position of being unequal in safety terms within the world.
This particular report that's been carried out focusing on women's safety, and now they've decided to increase the number of security officers on the Lewis. I'm just interested because we've previously over the years heard calls for, you know, quite a specific transport police by the likes of the MBRU, you know, right across the public transport, various different offers that are out there. But when there's extra security people or security officers or whatever you want to call them, when there's that on public transport, do people say that they tend to feel safer, Hayley?
They do. All reports suggest that people feel safer when there is a very visible presence of, you know, security people on all types of public transport. So that definitely adds to the sense of security. But we have wider issues outside of the actual time that people spend on public transport. But, you know, people walking to and from public transport is also highlighted as an area where people feel deeply insecure and unsafe as well. So it's sort of broader, although we welcome, of course, the increase in security. We have to look at this in the broader context of women within all public spaces and how they feel.
Yeah, I'd really like to hear, talk to people today, Lewis users, public transport users. I'd just like to hear, what's your experience, I suppose, of actually using public transport on a daily basis? It's 1890 453 106 if you'd like to get in touch with us. John is on the line in Dublin. John, are you shocked at the amount of, I suppose, incidents or attacks that happen on public transport?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm a taxi driver by trade, and quite a lot of the business I get would be from women who were afraid to travel on public transport. And to be honest, my family who are in the same boat, they wouldn't dream of traveling, particularly at night. The fear is always there. And what brought it home to me was about 2 or 3 years ago. I coach a sports team, and one of the young fellas, who was actually a fairly hefty young fella, got his jaw broken, and not on the Lewis, but on the Dart, in an unprovoked attack from behind. And in chatting to the parents afterwards, it turned out that pretty much all the kids, the young kids, at one stage or another, had been targeted on either the Dart or the Lewis by feral gangs, either stealing their phones or just taunting them or just generally punching them. And I was shocked at the time. And in the course of my business, I just got talking to people, and apparently it's rife. Now, I use public transport myself quite a bit, and I haven't seen that much of it, but apparently in the evening time, it's absolutely rife that these feral gangs travelling on both the Lewis and the Dart are doing it, mainly because there's no deterrence for them.
And that's men and women, or men you're talking about, John, is it?
Well, it would appear to me that the women are more afraid, but the people who are actually attacked are the under-20s, the people who are attacked. Whereas, no, the women do have a higher level of fear, and I can understand it. I can perfectly understand it. I see it myself. People get taxis where they're served quite well by public transport, but they're afraid to use it. They'd rather pay for a taxi, pay the extra money to feel safe.
Is that something, Hayley, that you hear from people as well when you're looking into this?
Absolutely. No, and statistically, men are more likely to be physically attacked. But I think what we see from women, and John is absolutely right, that women's sense of fear is increased, actually, compared to that of male transport users. So there is a gender difference to that as well. But I also think that the harm that women experience can often be so masked that it is the inappropriate brushing up against somebody. It is the lurid comment. And the impact that this has on women, is to, add to their sense of concern, of worry, of panic within public transport and wider society in general.
What about you mentioned there a few moments ago, Hayley, the other measures. Is that things like extra lighting or CCTV? Is there a role for that, I suppose?
There is, absolutely. I mean, anything that adds to people's security or sense of security is to be welcomed. So, better lighting, CCTV, like you say, all of these measures will help. But fundamentally, unless we address the fundamental cause of this behaviour, then really all we're doing, these are sort of triage measures, as I refer to them, that of course welcome and needed and necessary. They're not going to be the solution, unfortunately, to this very serious issue.
Okay. Brendan, you're with us as well. You think there could be a better response in terms of policing?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I think, I don't know how it could be done. Can I just say, first of all, I mean, I'm a public transport user and would be very much an advocate for public transport use.
Yeah.
I've been on, obviously, thousands of trips, and over 97 or so percent has been safe. But there has been a few incidents. I do remember one incident where it was during the afternoon, and it was some gentleman may have had some problems, was verbally abusing other passengers, and it got to the point where they had to get the driver to intervene, and they had to stop for 20 minutes for the guards to arrive, and then the guards had to escort that man off. And then a few weeks later, the same thing happened again with the same gentleman. Now this is like over 10 years ago, but it's just kind of an example of like sort of the inefficiency. I would kind of lean towards the idea of having a transport police.
Okay.
I think that would help. But I don't know, like in Dublin, because I mean, you have transport police in the London Underground and the New York subway, but we don't have that. Most of us are dependent on the bus. So like, I think having more security staff in the Lewis or the Dart, I think that is needed. But I agree with I didn't catch her name, the lady from the
Hayley.
NWI.
Hayley's still with us as well,
I do agree with her. I have read some articles about a thing called gender mainstreaming, and it was particularly in Vienna. I think it's a very poor kind of name for the idea, because it's more than gender. It's also about, people with disabilities, elderly people, and that things like having good lighting, accessible facilities for everyone. At public transport stops and on public transport. And those sort of things are important. And one of the main kind of arguments that this report from Vienna was making was that transport planning is generally built around people on a 9-to-5 sort of work ethic. And that kind of doesn't capture a lot of people who are working outside of that.
Yeah.
So, for example, the caring profession, and that's a profession that's largely dominated by women.
That's actually a really interesting point, Hayley.
Oh, it is. And gosh, I'm just really enjoying Brendan there, but he's absolutely right. I mean, our infrastructure is largely based around, people in management are men, so they're coming with their own perspective. and we don't see the involvement of women. So to really make these systems, you know, accessible to everybody, we need a whole diversity of people who are informing the decisions that are being made and the tools that are being implemented. And Brendan's absolutely right. You know, that's for elderly people, for disabled people, for migrant people. You know, racism is rife in the public sphere. So all of these issues actually need to be informed by the lived experiences of people who unfortunately are subjected to this. The report is absolutely welcome. But when we come to implementation, I think that it is so important that we have women, that we have disabled people, that we have elderly people at the table.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting when we talk about this, Hayley? Like, I have a text in here from Seamus, for instance, and he makes the point. He says, hello, lunchtime. Men also feel unsafe in situations where women feel unsafe too. And look, and I did say at the outset, if anybody listening to us here today in Lunchtime Live, whether you're male or female, whatever, you want to get in touch with us, if you don't like using the Lewis or any public transport for that matter, I'd love to talk to you. Don't mind who it is. It's 1894531106. Yes, Brendan.
Sorry, Andrew. No, just that I would actually agree with what Seamus there said. I mean, it affects men too. Like, I,
of course, yeah, you
know,
absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things I read in this report was, you know, women feel unsafe going down a dark alleyway. I mean, so do men. Like, you know,
yeah.
I would certainly believe that maybe there's a greater vulnerability for women. That's absolutely true, but it affects men as well. And I think it's obviously very important to have more voices of people who kind of don't work outside of this sort of 9-to-5 routine, and people who are elderly, disabled, and to get the women's perspective as well. But it's important not to paint this as a man versus woman.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, and certainly I wasn't implying that. John, you're still with us as well. And I just wanted to pick up on a point that Brendan made there when he kind of said that he was, you know, would be an advocate of the likes of transport police. You say you work in, you're a taxi driver, isn't that right?
By
trade, yeah.
Yes.
Would you like a transport police? I mean, would you see a benefit in it?
No. No, not in the sense that the transport police will give you a kind of a veneer of safety, but in actual fact, if you're travelling on it, you will see these are feral gangs. They don't care about transport police. They don't care about the Gardaí. They actually don't care about anything. They have no fear because there is no deterrent. Because at the bottom line is, if you've ever dealt as a victim with the criminal justice system, you'll find that there actually isn't a criminal justice system at all. It's simply a processing house to process these guys in and out and back out. And the only people actually benefiting out of it are the people making money.
Right.
Because there isn't the space to put them. So if there's no deterrent, it doesn't matter how many police you have or how many paramilitary security on the thing. If there's no actual deterrent to these gangs, and they're travelling in 10s and 15s, up and down the darts, they disappear down alleyways as soon as the Lewis stops. If there's no deterrent for them, then you can have as many reports as you want, you can have as many people as you want on the thing, but at the bottom line is, if they feel they're going to get away with it, they're going to keep doing it.
Would you support a transport police, Hayley?
I think we would support any measure that would add to safety measures. So a transport police may be one element of the overall solution, but there are much broader issues, like I think all the other speakers have alluded to. But there are other measures, such as campaigns about safe bystander intervention, because I think we all agree that this is a small proportion of people who are intimidating people, who are perpetrating these awful behaviours. And it is about getting the majority of people, you know, to be able to safely intervene. And UCC Bystander Programme down in Cork has done huge amounts of work, and there's a lot of research on that empowering the bystander. So I think there's a whole mirage of things that need to be done, but the transport police would be something to consider, I think, absolutely.
Yeah, I have to say, I, for one, as a public transport user, warmly welcome the number of security officers and security people been increased on public transport. I love to see actually security getting on the whether it be the bus or the Lewis or whatever it is. I'm a massive fan of it, actually. 53106, if you want to get in touch with us here on the programme today. What's your own experience? And like Brendan and Hayley, do you think there is a place for the likes of a transport police, specifically for public transport? Do let us know. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. But Hayley, John and Brendan, thank you for joining us on the programme. This texter says, I know a 16-year-old girl who was made feel uncomfortable by a male in a bus who touched her leg. Too afraid to speak up. Luckily, she told her mum, who got in contact with the guards. The process of her reporting the case was stressful and she gave up on the process. If security was there, I believe that this wouldn't have happened. That's just one of the texts on this coming into us here on the News Talk text line.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.